in the name of our Lord and Savior. In this powerful message, discover how hearing and hearing the Word of God preached does not impact faith, but unlocks God's flow of supply and miracles into every area of your life. Be encouraged to keep hearing the preached Word and begin to see God impact His wisdom to you, supply your needs, and work miracles in your life.
Of Jesus, can we pick our bulletins? I want to read from some of the quotations that we have put there for our reflection. Are we there? Okay. The first one says, if you ask, what is the single most important key to longevity? I would have to say it is avoiding worry, stress, and tension. And if you didn't ask me, I'd still have to say it. Another one, worry is a thin stream of fear trickling through the mind. If encouraged, it cuts a channel into which all other thoughts are drained. Another one, that the birds of worry and care fly over your head, this you cannot change. But that they build nests in your ear, this you can prevent. Another one, every tomorrow has two handles. We can take hold of it with the handle of anxiety or the handle of faith. Another one, we can easily manage if we will only take each day the burden appointed to it. But the load will be too heavy for us if we carry yesterday's burden over again today, and then add the burden of tomorrow before we are required to bear it. Another one, worry a little bit every day, and in a lifetime you will lose a couple of years. If something is wrong, fix it if you can. But train yourself not to worry. Worry never fixes anything. And the last one, if a situation is such that you can do something about it, then there is no need to worry. If it's not fixable, then there is no help in worrying. There is no benefit in worrying whatsoever. Let us pray. We thank you, Eternal Father, for your love, for your mercy, for your goodness. Thank you for your presence with us, always in our lives. And thank you for encouragement through your word. Thank you for faith that helps us to face life's challenges. Thank you for life that we have. And thank you yet for another opportunity to listen to your word. Holy Father, we pray that your name will be glorified in the name of Jesus. We ask, dear Lord, that you will speak to us as you have already begun this morning through that wonderful drama ministration that tells us that instead of worrying, why don't we pray? We pray, Father, Lord, as we turn to scriptures, you will encourage us and you will bless us. And glory and honor will be given to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. This morning, I will be speaking on the topic freedom from worry. Freedom from worry. And as we go on in that, I want to begin by defining what worry is. What is worry? Worry is an emotional disturbance injected into our lives by the way of a reaction to prevailing circumstances around us. Or if you like, seemingly prevailing circumstances. So we have this emotional disturbance and we are troubled because of certain circumstances around our lives. There may be different reasons why we worry. Some of them, we worry because of our future. Future plans, proposals, retirement. We worry because of our family. You think about your spouse, as we have seen in this drama. You think about your children. Sometimes you think about your siblings and your parents. We also worry because of our finances, because of fees, because of bills. And you also worry that you don't have savings. Sometimes we worry because of our health condition. There is a diagnosis, and you are troubled at the result. Sometimes you just listen to lectures or teachings on certain sicknesses, and you begin to worry that I hope I'm not manifesting the symptoms. We worry about security. We also worry about responsibilities here and there. Another reason for worrying may be, how do we sustain our lives and everything around us? There could be many more reasons why we worry. But what does the Bible say? Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. The word of God says, be anxious for nothing. Can you read with me? Let's go. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Be anxious for nothing. It simply says, don't let anxiety take you over anything at all. There are plenty words of encouragement from Scripture that can help us to overcome worry. And when we trust God's word, we can overcome worry in our lives. The drama just presented to us the need to pray. Another dimension to it is for us to know God's word and to trust God's word. When we trust God and his word, we will overcome anxiety in our lives. And so I want to take us through some biblical references, some examples from Scripture to find antidote, to find solution to the problem of worrying. And I believe when we learn these scriptures, and we learn to apply scriptures during the time of trouble, we will learn to overcome anxiety. We can receive help and be completely free from worrying. So I ask you, are you worried about evil at night? Sometimes some people cannot sleep because of evil at night. Once they close their eyes, the first thing they see will be demons. They dream that some monsters or masquerades are pursuing them. What does the Bible say about evil at night? 1 Psalm 3, verse 5 to 6 says, I lie down and sleep. I wake again because the Lord sustains me. I will not fear the tens of thousands drawn up against me on every side. Know this word and be encouraged that it is only the Lord that preserves. So lie down and sleep and allow the Lord Almighty to sustain you. Psalm 91 verse 5 says, you will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day. Are you worried because of responsibilities? Some people are so much in anxiety because of the weight of responsibilities they have to carry. But what does the scripture say about responsibilities? Psalm 55 verse 22. The word of God says, cast your burden upon the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken or to be moved. Is it Domwenda render this as a song? Say, cast your burden upon the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never suffer the righteous to be moved. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord will All right, let's move on. Are you worried because of your present predicament? Issues of life. Troubles of life. When you have a predicament, what does the Bible say? Isaiah chapter 43 verse 2. The Bible says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. Why don't you trust the word of God and pray back his word to him and remind God of his promise towards you, that you have said, when I pass through the waters, you will be with me. And when I pass through the rivers, they would not sweep over me. And when I walk through the fire, you would not allow the fire to burn me. The flames will not set me ablaze. This is the word of God. Whatever your predicament may be, whatever trouble you have, worrying will not solve it. Knowing the word of God and praying to God and doing the right things will definitely be of help to you. Are you worried about your future? Some people have left thinking about now. Their problem is about tomorrow. They take up issues of tomorrow and get themselves weighed down today before tomorrow comes. Like somebody says, some people die before death comes. Do you have to worry about future, about the future? What does the Bible say? Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. The Bible says, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. Can we read it together? Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Today has enough trouble of its own. Deal with today. Leave tomorrow to God. One way to take care of tomorrow is to always pray, Father, I don't know what tomorrow holds. I don't know how tomorrow looks like, but I know that you do. You know the beginning from the end, and you know the end from the beginning. I commit my tomorrow to your hands. As one song, one Hausa singer, is the singer, I don't know how to sing that song very well, say, whatever my today may be, my tomorrow will be greater than today. Why don't you have that confidence that no matter what today looks like, tomorrow will be what? Will surely be better. I cannot imagine anyone assuming that today is his best day ever and that will ever be. Yes, today can be your best day ever, but to assume that this is what will ever be is to cut your expectations and begin to worry because tomorrow may never be like today. And of course, that can even cause you to lose hope on tomorrow. No matter what today looks like, if it looks fine, tomorrow will be better. If it is not good enough, tomorrow will be better. So the word of God says, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Are you worried because of insecurity? You cannot sleep. Each time you think about the level of insecurity around you, you are troubled. What does the Bible say? In John chapter 14, verse 27, Jesus says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be what? Afraid. You know, in Psalm 46, I think verse 4 says, we will not be disturbed even if there is a troubling. There is a city that carries the name of our God. God is there in her presence, and that will determine our peace. Verse 7 says, the God of Jacob is with us. The Lord of hosts is what? Is our helper. Let's trust in God for our security, even when life seems to be under serious threat. God is the one that guarantees our safety. Some people are worried due to weight of burdens. We cannot deny that in life there may be burdens, and some people have them more than others. Some people is one burden, but that one burden is very heavy. Just one, but it's very heavy. For some, there are plenty burdens, and all of them have different weights. As we can see, this picture of this man is already crashing under the weight of burdens. One of the stanzas of the hymn we sang earlier, it says, are we weak and heavy laden, drawn back with the load of care? It says, precious Savior is still our refuge. That's scriptural. Because the Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Can you look at somebody and say, cast all your anxiety on Jesus because he cares for you? What a privilege to know that there is somebody who is willing to carry all of our anxieties, who has a heart large enough, who has the strength to carry everything you worry about without being affected. Roll it over to him. Every day Jesus is saying to us, give me the burdens you are carrying. Matthew chapter 11 verse 28, he says, come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. I will give you what? I will give you rest. Put your burdens on me and go to sleep. Many sicknesses today are related to people's inability to sleep well. And one of the problems associated with loss of sleep is the burdens that we carry in our minds. It's because when the day is over, we don't shut down our computers. We allow our computers to hibernate. So while you go to bed, you are still, flying all around. This, you think a little about this, a little about that. You touch this, you touch that. And at the end, you are not able to sleep because the mind is not at rest yet. Jesus is saying, roll over your burdens to me and go to sleep so you can live a healthy life. Psalm 34 verse 6 says, this poor man cried and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. I advise you, cry out to him. He will save you out of all your troubles. Are you terrified? Very fearful. Every small thing will scare you. You're always very afraid. You think that is normal? The Bible says God has not given us the spirit of fear. And what does the Bible offer us when we are worried about fear? Revelation chapter 1 verse 17b to 18. Then he placed his right hand on me and said, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and Hades. I don't know if somebody is excited about the promises that are there in the Word of God. That God cares about you. That God wants to ask you not to be afraid. Don't be afraid. When Jesus says, I am the first and the last, he's saying everything that comes in between that is capable of making you fear, I have bracketed them. I am in charge. I am in control. I have control from start to finish. So he says, he lays his hand or his right hand on me, and he says, do not be afraid. Tell somebody, do not be afraid. God is in control. Ask him, do you believe God is in control? Our greatest problem is believing God, trusting him. But truly, if we will, God is in control. Are you worried and sick about your debt? Some people have a lot of debt. And that is a source of worry. What does the Bible say? You remember that scripture in 2 Kings chapter 4? One of the wives of the sons of prophet crying out to Elijah. And Elijah said, go and borrow what? Vessels. And begin to pour oil. And she did that. And in verse 7, the Bible said, then she came and told the man of God. And he said, go, sell the oil and pay your debt. And you and your sons can live on the rest. It tells us that not only can God take care of your debt, he can even sustain you. God can help you to overcome that situation of death. Some people have killed themselves because they owe so much. I don't think it is worth it. Do you think it's worth that you kill yourself because you owe so much? It's today that you are considering. You are only looking at the situation as of today that I am not able to pay. Have you thought of I will be able to pay? Have you thought of the idea that I will pay? More so that there is the angle of divine intervention. As I conclude, I want to say to you that you can be free from worrying. You can be free from anxiety if you can trust God's word. You can begin to live freely with nothing to worry about. Are we weak and heavy laden? Come, but with the load of care. Precious Savior, still a refuge. Give to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayers. Oh, because we do not carry everything. Is there trouble anywhere for you this morning? The Lord is saying, you don't need to carry this burden and disturb your life. Take it, bring it to me in prayers. Is anyone in trouble? Let him cry to the Lord. That's James. James says, is anyone in trouble? Let him do what? Let him pray. Is anyone in trouble here this morning? It's time to say, Lord, I roll it over to you. Why don't you try it? Why don't you, out of faith, just say to God, I leave it for you. Help me. Give me ideas to come out of this trouble. Give me fresh insights on how to come out of this trouble. And if that is your response this morning, I want to pray with you. You want to say, God, help me. Can you please just come to his presence this morning? You want to say, Lord, I leave it to you. I leave it to you. Help me. Give me ideas that will make me, that will give me strength to come out of this trouble. I want to pray with you. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Just take it to the Lord in prayer. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful? We find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share. Jesus. Jesus knows our every weakness. Lord, we bring it to you in prayers. To the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, before you, we present our troubles. Myself and these people standing before you, trusting you and believing you that you can be our help, and indeed you are our helper. Holy Father, we pray. You know every of our weaknesses. You know all the troubles that surround us. You know the things that generate our anxiety. You know the reasons why we worry, Lord. And your word has said, come to me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. We have come, O Lord, because we believe and trust in your word. Dear Lord, I pray that every burden that is so weighty, so heavy, over the shoulders of your people that they have brought to you, you who has the capacity to carry all burdens without being burdened, to carry all troubles without being troubled, you who has the capacity to carry all anxiety without being anxious, Lord, I pray to you, look at these ones, O Lord. Have mercy on them. Take over their burdens. Take over their troubles. Take over their anxieties in the name of Jesus. Amen. Your word says we should cast our cares upon you, for you care for us. Lord, I stand together with your people in faith, and we collectively roll over to you every anxiety, every trouble, every care, everything that causes us to worry, every trial, every temptation. Lord, we roll them over to you this morning. And we ask that, Lord, you will free us from all of these troubles in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let the living water flow over my soul. Let the Holy Spirit Lord, come and take control of every situation. Put my heart, all my cares and worries unto you, I, oh Father. Father, 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 oh Jesus. Lord Jesus, our burden bearer. Oh Jesus. Holy Spirit. Our comforter. Our comforter. Give us comfort. Give us relief from these troubles that we carry. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray you will free us from these burdens. In the name of Jesus. You will not only relieve us of this, Lord, but you will give us fresh insight, fresh idea on how to handle the troubles in the name of Jesus. Is anyone here standing that is already cumbered with the load of care? Anyone in debt? Anyone that is fearful and afraid, terrified. Lord, I pray for your intervention. Arise and intervene in situations in the name of Jesus. Glorify yourself, mighty God. As we roll our troubles, our anxieties, our desires, our burdens over to you, we look up to you for help. Arise and help us, Lord. Arise and help us, Lord. Arise and help us, Lord. Your word says you care for us. Lord, show us real care in the name of Jesus. Show us real care in the name of Jesus. Help us to come back with testimonies that it is true, it is good to trust in the Lord. Thank you because you will do this for us. And glory and honor and praise and adoration will be given to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
This message was brought to you from the ministry of Victory Baptist Church, Aja, 527 Lewis Street, by Sweetwaters, Aja Lagos, telephone 0807-460-4212 or 0807-460-4250. Email info@vbcaja.org. You can also visit our website on www.vbcaja.org. Victory Baptist Church, we are the light on the peninsula.